This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. We continue today with the judgments of blood at 5, part 2.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and you are listening to Truth Matters. Therefore, the curse has devoured the earth, and those who dwell in it are desolate. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men are left. That is Isaiah 24, verse 6. Also, I'm going to read 42, verse 25. Therefore, he has poured out on him the fury of his wrath and the strength of battle, and it has set him on fire all around, yet he did not know, and it burned him, and yet he did not take it to heart. And you got to remember, even though men are scorched, or the people or the inhabitants of the earth are scorched, there's no water to drink, as the springs have been turned to blood, and there's no water in the sea either. Really, this just shows the hardness of their hearts by this time, that they're blaspheming the name of God when they've been scorched and tortured. And moving on to the fifth bowl, again, we do not see a break in the action. The fifth bowl is next in verses 10 through 11. Then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom became full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues because of the pain. They blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and did not repent of their deeds. Here, God changes his focus from the earth to the beast himself and the location of his throne. The center of satanic activity on earth is the target of the fifth bowl judgment, which is darkness. Darkness was one of the plagues upon Egypt through Moses, a darkness so intense that it could be felt. The prophets of the Old Testament spoke of darkness in the prophetic plan of God as a form of judgment, and we see that in a number of places. So let's turn to Isaiah. We're going to read Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. If we move on to the prophet Joel chapter 2, verse 2, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will there ever be any such after them, even for many successive generations. And Nahum chapter 1, verse 8, but with an overflowing flood he will make an utter end of its place, and darkness will pursue its enemies. And even in Mark is discussed as darkness being a form of judgment. In Mark chapter 13, 24 through 25, where it talks about the coming of the Son of Man. But in those days, after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars of heaven will fall and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. So again, it's talking about darkness as his method of judgment, even confirmed in the New Testament. The inhabitants of the earth really have lived in darkness spiritually up until this point, but now they're going to live in darkness physically as a reflection of the condition of their heart. The sixth bowl judgment picks up in verses 12 through 14. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. So remember, this is a very key verse. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.